This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A major university has issued a warning to its international students. CBS's Jim Crisula with the latest.
Duke University has sent out a notice advising its international students not to travel outside the U.S. over the summer break. The university says the advice applies to legal permanent residents and green card holders. Duke says students who must travel internationally should talk to the school's visa services liaison or contact an immigration lawyer.
The FDA is asking the food industry to stop using synthetic food dyes found in many items on supermarket shelves, and they plan to phase out 8 petroleum-based colors. FDA head Marty McCarry.
Taking petroleum-based food dyes out of the food supply is not a silver bullet that will instantly make America's children healthy, but it is one important step.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is defending himself against another assertion that he shared classified material through an unapproved and unsecured network, this time taking airstrike information from a military communications channel and sharing it in a chat with his wife, his brother, and others. CBS's Charlie Daggett says this is the second incident.
Calls into question his judgment in sharing highly sensitive information, including specific takeoff times, with people who clearly wouldn't have the kind of clearance to know that information. He insisted again, not classified, instead informal, unclassified coordinations.
The White House says Hegseth is doing a tremendous job. The Vatican says that Pope Francis will lie in state at St. Peter's Basilica starting tomorrow until his funeral, which will be held on Saturday. Francis is remembered as the People's Pope. His second cousin, Sister Anna Rosa Savory, works as a missionary in Thailand, and she spoke about him.
Very strong person, strong in the thinking, no? He will, whatever he will say.
The Oscars are embracing artificial intelligence, with a caveat.
Let's remember something. I put you where you are today.
Robert De Niro acknowledged AI helped alter his voice in The Alto Knights, and it enhanced Adrian Brody's Hungarian accent for his Oscar-winning performance in The Brutalist.
The people here, they do not want us here.
Now, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says artificial intelligence will not disqualify a movie from Oscar consideration, but it will favor films with more human involvement. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Opening statements begin tomorrow in former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's rape retrial, this time with a majority female jury deciding the landmark hashtag MeToo case. Weinstein has pleaded not guilty to rape and sexual assault charges. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Uline is seeking approval for another massive Kenosha County warehouse. This week, the company will be before the Plan Commission in the city to seek approval on a new $120 million distribution center in Kenosha. It comes just months after they opened a 1.4 million square foot facility. The new one would be 1.2 million square foot. That would go in at 38th Street and 128th Avenue. Uline employs over 3,800 people at their Kenosha County facilities. The City of Racine's youth employment program is back on for the summer, but the application deadline is approaching. Friday is the last day for youths between 16 and 24 to sign up for the effort. Those eligible can earn nearly $16 an hour working part-time in city departments. Participants will also gather for workshops on topics like resume writing and CPR. A statement says the program aims to help build both personal and professional skills. If you are heading to the NFL draft, you should know you don't have to drive all the way into Titletown. Lisa Hale has more.
If the thing keeping you from going to the NFL draft near Lambeau Field this week is the drive, the traffic, and the thought of trying to park, the Fox Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau has the solution, said Pam Seidel, executive director of the CVB.
Everybody right. Knows where Fox River Mall is. They've given us the whole section of their parking lot. We've got 6 coach buses, real easy trip up, you know, on both Thursday and Friday. And
the shuttle service will cost $60 round trip. To reserve your shuttle seat from the Fox River Mall to the draft and back, visit foxcities.org.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pacers in Indianapolis. The final 123-115 in favor of the Pacers. Indy dominated the game throughout. Bucks only pulling to within 5 points with just a few minutes left in the fourth quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points. Damian Lillard, in his first game back, played 37 minutes, scored 14 points. Game three of the series, Friday night in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Pacers now lead the best-of-seven series, 2 games to 0. Nothing. Baseball, Brewers, and Giants playing tonight in San Francisco. NFL, the draft coming up in Green Bay on Thursday night. I asked Brian Gutekunst about a former first-round draft pick, Lucas Van Ness, and what does he expect from him this year at defensive end?
Yeah, we have high expectations for Lucas. We always kind of have. Obviously, we took him very early, but we're very excited where he is on his developmental path and expect big things from him this year. So certainly, if we're going to get to where we want to go to, he's going to be a big part of that.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies. Light northwest winds developing in the overnight as lows drop to the mid-40s. We'll see shower and thunderstorm chances on the increase for Wednesday. Mostly cloudy skies. Winds turning to the southeast as our highs top out in the upper 50s. Currently 44 degrees.
My kids are really lucky. They have all four grandparents in their lives, and they see them all the time in person. But they also see them all the time on FaceTime. They're interacting with them every day. It's so unlike how I talk to my grandparents. My dad put me on the phone with my grandmother once a year, the way a kidnapper would put a hostage on the phone with the police. He would say, "Say hello to your grandmother." And I'd be like, "Hello?" And then he'd grab the phone back. He's like, "Now you know the boy's alive! Put $5 in a birthday card and leave it under the highway overpass."
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
You need me, call me, no matter where you are. Gage, Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Good morning, I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. It's 10 minutes after 6, looking for a cloudy day today. Showers, thunderstorms, a possibility. Highs near 61. Cloudy, lows 47 tonight. Looks like partly sunny weather tomorrow with a high near 55. Cloudy and 44 degrees right here at Radio Park. It's hump day. You know what that means, huh?
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
And we know how that is, huh? We know how that feeling is. All right, 610, here's CCR, looking out my back door. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition, divided by magician.
Tamla's Hits, WRJN 613. You know, we've been watching a lot of the news coverage of the death of Pope Francis, and here's a little nugget of information I didn't know. Did you know the Pope used to be a bouncer? Long before he became a holy man, Pope Francis was a nightclub bouncer in Buenos Aires, Argentina. It's hard to believe. You know, you look at the guy, I can't believe him throwing drunks out of a nightclub. You? Yeah. Manfred Mann is Do What Diddy.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Do what diddy, diddy, dum, diddy, do.
Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing.
Do what diddy, diddy, dum, diddy, do.
She looked good.
Looked good.
She looked fine.
Looked fine.
She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Mine. She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
together nearly every single day singing.
Man, that's before he had his earth band. Do what did it did it dum did it do. It's 6:16 local news. Tamless, it's here at WRJN. Looking for a cloudy day, showers, thunderstorms possible, highs near 61. Cloudy tonight, lows 47. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs near 55. Cloudy, 44 degrees right now at Radio Park. Here's a question for you. How many cell phones do you have inside your house? And before you answer, don't do it too fast. We're including the old retired ones that are collecting dust in drawers somewhere. 31% of American adults hang on to old devices because they aren't sure what to do with them. 19% do throw them away. Others try to sell them. Others try to give them to friends and family or donate them. I leave them in the drawers to collect dust. I don't know why I can't get rid of them. I always feel bad getting rid of things I paid for. My wife has no problem with it. I just kind of feel bad about it.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The critically acclaimed show Heartstopper, which ran for 3 seasons on Netflix, will wrap everything up with a feature film. The show follows the stories of Charlie, an openly gay student, and his schoolmate, Nick, a rugby player. Joe Locke and Kit Connor, who starred in the TV show, will both appear in the film, which will also be under the Netflix banner, and will pick up where season 3 left off. If you're looking for something that is a bit mindless, but a good shoot-em-up with a feel-good ending, check out A Working Man. The film stars Jason Statham as a mild-mannered construction worker, single father, and former Special Forces soldier charged with finding his boss's kidnapped daughter. The movie is a bit stereotypical, but seems to throw out one challenge after another as Statham's character works his way through the hierarchy of a criminal enterprise. A Working Man received about 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, which seems about right, but it's a fun watch. The film is now available to rent on various streaming platforms. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove, where spring is in full swing. Join the fun this Saturday from 8 to 1 for their exciting spring pop-up event. Grab your favorite handcrafted beverage while you explore a variety of local vendors showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Great beverages meet great local products. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Something big is happening at Racine Riverside Marine. It's the 2025 Spring Launch and Open House event, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. with Smith Nelson Project playing from 6 to 9 p.m. Pico's Food Truck will serve up delicious food, while free ice-cold beer and soda will keep the good vibes flowing. Win raffle prizes and get out on the water in a Robalo test boat ride. New vibe, new theme, same legendary marina. Stop by Racine Riverside Marine at 950 Erie Street for all your boating needs and launch into spring the right way.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Get one free set of brake pads when you buy 2 brake rotors. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
December 63, oh, what a night, Four Seasons, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, it's 624. How about some science news this morning? That's what you need when you're trying to wake up. What are you talking about, science news? The human body is continually renewing itself. Around 330 billion cells are replaced every day, which is about 1% of all our cells in our body. About 80 to 100 days, 30 trillion will have been replenished, enough to regenerate a whole new person. Really? I don't even look or feel like a new person. They must have been using the wrong cells with me because it's the same old Don. All right, 624, got the king, got Elvis all shook up.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh. Shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do
you think when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
There you go, Elvis Presley, all shook up, 626 at WRJN. Hey, do you think you were once abducted by aliens? Well, let's find out. A guy claims he was abducted by aliens, and he shared the top signs you might have been abducted as well. They include tiny bumps under your skin. Oh, let me check. No. Random nosebleeds, don't have that. Strange flashbacks, don't have that. Missing time, and the emergence of psychic abilities. No, I guess they didn't want me. Nothing there matches what I have. It's going to be a cloudy day today. Chance of showers, thunderstorms possible too. Highs near 61. Cloudy, lows 47 tonight. Looks like partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 55. Cloudy, 44 degrees here in Radio Park. Local news, timeless hits at WRGN. Here come the Stones.
Don't you worry about what's on your mind, woman.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now. Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together. I'm satisfied.
I'm dating myself with this, but when the Rolling Stones were on the Ed Sullivan Show and they wanted to sing this song, they wouldn't let them say the words, "Let's spend the night together," just the way, you know, it was back in the 60s. That's just it. And the Rolling Stones promised they wouldn't. And then when they sang live on the Ed Sullivan Show, no delay, it was alive, Mick Jagger looked right at the camera and said, "Let's spend the night together." And really ticked off the folks at Ed Sullivan's show. But, you know, being what he is, he is. Hey, good morning. It's 6:30 on the Noggin. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine police shot and wounded a man involved in a home invasion last night. Kenosha authorities are investigating the police shooting that happened at around 6 at a home near Marquette and Hamilton. A statement says officers heard gunshots, engaged the suspect, and wounded him with minor injuries. We're working on learning more. A Racine man won $1 million on a scratcher. Daniel Maceman hit the $1 million jackpot on the Wisconsin Lottery's $1 million diamond scratch ticket last week. Maceman bought the winning ticket at Pick and Save on Douglas Avenue and claimed his prize last Friday in Madison. The $30 game launched in March. It features three top prizes of $1 million, with Maceman as the first winner. The 72-year-old Racine man struck during a police chase Saturday has died. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says Daniel Brown died a day after his truck was hit by a car fleeing from police. Law enforcement says 36-year-old Adonis Martin ran a stop sign at Victory and Lathrop and collided with Brown. He was flown to Milwaukee but later died. Martin had an active warrant out for his arrest for cutting off a monitoring bracelet. He is now in custody at the Racine County Jail. Some area officials used Earth Day to relaunch an environmental effort. Kenosha County's Adopt a Highway program is restarting an effort to get more volunteers to help clean up county highways. Officials, including County Executive Samantha Kirkman, kicked off the effort at an Earth Day event, offering free safety vests and recognition signs for those taking part. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Ensuring a farm can be tricky. Farms have a wide range of assets and activities that require specialized coverage. When you're worrying about the home, personal property, and farm buildings, equipment, and livestock, some liabilities can get accidentally overlooked. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, and we're talking about some of those items today with Rural Mutual insurance agent Barbie Manter. She works with a diverse portfolio of farm businesses, from dairy and cash crops to goat yoga. She walks us through some of the items that you don't want to miss in your policy.
Well, I think a lot of times the aha moment is we'll go through all of their items that they have on the farm, whether it's livestock, whether it's crops, or, you know, what they have as far as machinery. And then I think a lot of people forget that Rural protects the most important thing, which is them. When I have those meetings with them and say, you know, what is your legacy plan? Do you have children you're going to pass the farm down to, or, you know, what does that look like? And a lot of times they kind of forget about insuring themselves, which is the most important piece, because without them, then none of that could happen. Then we either get into the life insurance piece, or we get into like the living retirement plan.
Once again, that's Rural Mutual insurance agent Barbie Manter along with us. I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Sarbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. The next application deadline for grants from Dairies Foundation is June 1st. Organizations nationwide can apply for grants up to $10,000. These grants support new programs that build skills for students or dairy producers and also increase public trust in dairy. You can find complete grant information at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our e-newsletter, as you'll receive 5 stories delivered to your inbox every day so you can continue to stay up to date with us on all things agriculture. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers this afternoon. We'll get to 63 for a high today. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Showers tonight, 46. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a bit cooler with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
I had to go to the dentist. I'm very scared of dentists. I have a phobia. You know, I go into the office and I'm waiting. Little kid comes out and he's crying. The dentist bends over, gives him a lollipop. I'm like, don't take that, man. That's what got you here in the first place. Don't do it. The dentist brings me to the office. He starts digging in my mouth. He's like, there's some bleeding from your gums. You must not be brushing. I'm like, it wouldn't have anything to do with that big metal hook, would it? Yeah. Freddy Krueger? Yeah. He's like, all right, I want to do an x-ray. I'm like, I don't want an x-ray. He's like, no, it's totally safe. So he throws the lead napkin on me, runs out of the room, you know. He's in that big Star Trek booth with the goggles on, you know, in that machine, like, something's burning. You know, he's like, stay still, don't move. So then I get Novocaine, which is like instant paralysis. You know, I'm trying to hail a cab, nothing's working. I'm out in the street like, All the drivers are driving by like, no. No, shift change, no.
The sun's rising, the coffee's perking. It wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN. Look at the way he looks at her.
Gore, now the look of love, 639, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Well, thank you for joining me here on this, what is today, Wednesday morning. You know, most people have probably heard their parents or some parents say, watch your mouth or I'll wash it out with soap. Now, is that just an idle threat these days, or do they do it? A poll asked people if they'd ever actually had their parents follow through with washing their mouth out with soap. Believe it or not, 12% of people said yes. I don't know, is that child abuse, washing someone's mouth out with some kind of chemical soap? I would think so. My parents never threatened it. I never got threatened by my parents. Sonny and Cher, here comes the beat.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, The miniskirt, the current thing, The beat goes on.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Keep on marching off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Sonny and Cher, the beat goes on. It's 6:43, local news. Time to head to WRJN. Hey, coming up at 7:05, I'll talk to Susan Kearns, executive director of the Milwaukee Film Festival that kicks off tomorrow. We'll get a lowdown. I got a booklet here on all the films. This looks amazing. I just think this is going to be a great show for Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Film Festival. Anyway, we'll talk more about that coming up in just a few minutes from now. Well, you never know where the next superstar is coming from. 2 years ago, 47 cats were rescued after being found crammed into a hot car at a rest stop in Minnesota. The cats were piled from floor to ceiling, and their owner had been living in the car with them. Now, the owner agreed to surrender all the cats to animal shelters, and now one of those cats is a model for an ad campaign for Target stores. You never know where the next super cat is coming from, huh? Wow, 6:44, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. In the world, I said, oh, won't you come over and talk to me?
Park 5, over and over. 646, local news, Tablet Hits at WRJN. Well, this Michigan man claims he won a $500,000 lottery after a celebrity doppelganger inspired him to buy a ticket. Now, a doppelganger is somebody who looks exactly like you. He was watching a movie where the star who looks just like him won big in the lottery. So he took that as a sign. He bought a ticket. Won a $500,000. The man is anonymous. It's unclear who his doppelganger is. My doppelganger, a lot of people say I look like Elliot Gould, the actor. Also, Marvin Hamlisch has passed away, but they look, say I look like Elliot Gould. When I go into Walgreens, a lady always says, hey, here's Elliot. I watch a lot of Elliot Gould movies, including all the Oceans movies, and I don't see him buying any lottery tickets. I don't see him winning any money anywhere. 647 WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown, downtown.
It's 2 o'clock downtown. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Now, when you think of a grandmother, you think of a kindly older woman who dotes on her grandchildren, huh? Well, then there's this one. A grandmother in Michigan arrested last Thursday after she helped her granddaughter beat up another student in an elementary school bathroom. The grandmother held the girl down while the granddaughter punched her. You know, I can't picture my grandmother, or any grandmother for that matter, doing anything like that. My grandmother was nice. She wouldn't help anybody beat up anybody. Could you imagine that? Granny. It's going to be cloudy today. Chance of showers, thunderstorms, highs near 61. Cloudy, lows 47 tonight, and looks like a partly sunny day tomorrow, highs 55. Right now, cloudy, 44 degrees at Radio Park with the Guess Who.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold.
Local news, Tamla Sits, WRJN. Let me ask you something here. If you found a random door in the basement of your new house that does not lead outside and is being blocked by a metal cabinet, would you open it? Could you sleep there not knowing what was there? A man's life turned into a real-life horror movie after he stumbled upon a hidden door in his basement. The chilling discovery was made shortly after he moved into his new home, where he found a secret room concealed behind a metal cabinet. Sharing his eerie find on Reddit, the man wrote, "The previous owners of my new house blocked this hidden basement door off with a shelf. The door does not lead outside." He elaborated, "My dogs won't even go near the door, and I'm doubly not going to open it. What should I do?" Open it. Let's see what's there. I mean, it may be a hidden treasure for all you know, huh?
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me. I'm so in love with you. The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're back. You left me crying, they'd be sad. Don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so. And I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so. Of letting you go, just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. They'll be glad you're not bad.
Kramer in the Dakotas, bad to me. Local news analyst sits here at WRJN. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll be talking to Susan Kearns, executive director of the Milwaukee Film Festival. That's a little after 7 o'clock. How does this even happen? A guy in Italy under investigation for skipping work but still getting paid for 15 years. He worked at a government hospital and he got a total of around $650,000 without ever working one day. So now the cops are looking at him for fraud and extortion. How about looking at the person who paid him for 15 years without a timesheet or anything? That's the person they should be watching. Exactly 7 o'clock now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Bells tolled at the Vatican as Pope Francis' casket was transferred from his residence to St. Peter's Basilica for 3 days of public viewing. Rachel McKay made her way from England to pay respects.
He's like a member of the family, isn't he? Somebody very close to our hearts, somebody who made the church very accessible to everybody.
A funeral will be held at the Basilica Saturday. CBS's Tina Kraus is in Rome.
As the world prepares to bid farewell to a leader many have described as transformational, cardinals get ready to choose a new head of the Catholic Church. Already, several possible contenders have come to light.
The conclave to choose the next pope is expected to begin sometime next month. President Trump's adopting a softer stance on tariffs, especially his 145.